In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That is what St. Paul tells the Corinthians. That is what St. Paul tells all Christians, including ourselves. Father Seraphim Holland has said that in these words, St. Paul gave us a good summary of the entire gospel. The Lord Jesus Christ makes it possible for us, as earthen vessels, to see the glory of God. Not just to see the glory of God, but to live in the glory of God. This is the gospel, that God came into the world and took on our flesh that we might live from moment to moment from God's own holy and divine life as we were created to live from the beginning. The Son of God became one of us and lived as a man, making it possible for our flesh to obtain the knowledge of God as we live. Constantly we live knowing that there is something missing. And if we turn toward the reception of this divine life of God, we find that as Christians we are able to live not from ourselves but in humility from the glory of God. This is what Christ came into the world in order to make possible. He who shone before all things were created, Father Seraphim says, has now brought that light into our hearts, an uncreated light. We're talking about the divine energies of God active in the created world, sustaining the things of creation. But this light is more than simply the presence of God in the world, the energies of God that sustain all things. This light is a light that can only shine in the heart of one creature, and that creature is man. God created one creature amongst the animals, because we are animals, but God created one creature, body, soul, and as body and soul, a vessel for the presence of the Holy Spirit. We are body, soul, and Holy Spirit, St. Irenaeus says. Without the Holy Spirit of God in us, we die. Without the Holy Spirit of God in us, we cannot do good at one with God. We are not completely incapable after the fall of doing good, because we are created in His image and likeness, and it is our ultimate purpose as human beings to do good, to be like God. And so we try, we do the best we can. But unless we have the Spirit of God in us, unless the Holy Spirit of God has taken residence in our hearts through Christ, because He is the one who comes into the world and makes it possible for us to happen. That's why He came, to cast out the presence of death in our hearts, to cast out the fear of death in our hearts, so that we might be willing to follow Him to the cross and endure whatever suffering, whatever temptation comes to us, knowing that we can arise from that temptation, not having fallen to it, but having trampled it down by the divine power of God, by His holiness, not our holiness. Because the gate that opens our heart to the power of God is our humility and knowing that we cannot overcome death. Only Christ can overcome death. And every time we are tempted by something that is not holy, that is not good, we have to open our hearts to God and receive the presence of the Holy Spirit through Christ, because He lived in this world as a human being. There was no sin in Him. He showed that to live a sinless life is not incompatible with our humanity. Now, we can't do it by our own will, but He has already accomplished that. He has already done that for us. And so there is this eternal light that comes from God through Jesus Christ, who made it possible. The Holy Spirit of God, this light, can come into and take residence in our heart, so long as we don't turn away from it. And we're constantly tempted to turn away from it. St. Paul says, we have this treasure, this holy treasure, from before the world was created. Other than the nature of this world, this holiness that is of God Himself, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. St. Paul says, so that the holiness and the excellence and the divinity of this power may be of God and not of us. We are, in our life in the world, hard-pressed by the presence of sin and suffering and death in the world. We are hard-pressed, St. Paul says, on every side, and yet we are not crushed. We are perplexed, we're confused. Our minds that enable us to understand the nature of this world around us are confused and perplexed when it comes to the spiritual quality of life. There are things that don't make sense to us. It is a kind of riddle, is what Father Seraphim calls it. It is a riddle to us. Where is the answer? We understand the world, we understand ourselves as earthly, worldly creatures. But there is that we don't understand, and we can't possibly understand it because it is not of this world. It is this light that God commanded to shine out of the darkness. It is this light that has shone in our hearts through Jesus Christ, the presence of the Holy Spirit. We cannot comprehend it. We cannot understand it. We can only accept the glory of God and overcome the temptation that is the presence of death in whatever form it comes to us, and live beyond what we are without God. We are perplexed, but we are not in despair. The challenges of life, the challenges of our daily lives, which can become intense, may perplex us, but we do not fall into despair. We are struck down again and again, but we are never destroyed. That's what St. Paul says. That is what it is like to live as a Christian in the world. We suffer, and yet there is joy in overcoming the suffering, because God has already triumphed over the world. We understand the part about being earthen vessels, but we don't understand the divine part, and we can't. We can't understand it, but we can participate in it. We can accept it, because we are created body, soul, and vessel of the Holy Spirit. The divine part is not for understanding, it is for action. It is for doing what it means to be a human being. The divine part we cannot understand. The holy and eternal light itself is beyond us. It is unlike us. It is unlike anything created. And yet we are like God. And that is the riddle. Father Seraphim puts it this way. If we had no struggle to become righteous, then we would become proud. We would not appreciate holiness, the divinity of the holiness. It's not just about being a good person, a good animal, not breaking rules, not breaking laws. He says this, he says, the greatest and the most gifted creature that there ever was or ever will be became the greatest devil. He wanted to do it himself. The Lord wants to keep us from this terrible condition, and so we are earthen vessels. We are not angelic beings, bodiless beings, like the greatest of the angels who fell into this temptation and was so arrogant and proud, because after all, he's not a thing of this earth. He is a spiritual being. Sometimes we imagine ourselves spiritual beings. Human beings have done that. They have disdained our flesh. They have disdained the world. And they have identified themselves with spiritual bodiless beings and said that the flesh is bad, the flesh is evil. But the fact of the matter is, that our bodies are the means of our holiness because we are created special creatures, physical creatures of this creation that are meant to be like God, both physical and spiritual at the same time, spiritual by way of our physical lives in the world. We make many mistakes. We forget a lot. We go out into the world and we forget everything. We become, it seems, like everyone else. And we sin a lot. We miss the mark again and again. We have so many weaknesses. You know, when we come to confession, we don't confess our weaknesses as though there could be a perfect version of us if we could just get rid of these weaknesses. We confess our sins, those times when we relied on ourselves and understood things in terms of the world and forgot that we have got to open ourselves up to the life of Christ, the Holy Spirit within us, in order to be able to live our lives. And we may have done things that are not Christ-like. And we confess that we have departed from this life at one with God through Christ. We say, in Christ. There are many things that we want to do, that we wish we could do, and that we can't do. Slowly, as we gain greater humility, greater self-awareness, greater watchfulness during the course of our lives, we become spiritually stronger and we are able to do more. But all these things happen in the Lord's time, not in our time, not according to our desired schedule of improvement of ourselves. That is a kind of delusion. We cannot improve ourselves into being holy. We have to learn not to give any credit to ourselves for the holiness of God. There is synergy between us as created creatures, as earthen vessels, and the divinity of God. There is a cooperation that we can make only by way of humility, but we will never be other than created beings, meant to be like God. Living that life is our joy. Overcoming those temptations, those situations that would otherwise lead us into despair, that is our joy because we see that there is joy beyond every suffering. Because Jesus Christ on the cross has destroyed the power of death over us. St. Paul says, we are hard pressed, we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but never in despair. We are struck down, but never destroyed. And if we live beyond this life in the world, it is not that we live from ourselves, but from God's life. So that even though we are constantly delivered to death for the sake of Christ, this is difficult to understand. We are delivered to death for the sake of Christ. It means that we are constantly tempted by situations that if we do not depend on God rather than ourselves, we will spiritually die and be cut off from God. But these spiritual temptations are for the sake of Christ, because Christ trampled down death on the cross. And we as Christians are able to do the same. And we gain strength by being tempted and not falling into that temptation because we do not fear death. We fall into temptation out of the fear of death. We fall into temptation because we want to take the sense of my own strength that we gain by whatever sin that tempts us. It makes us feel independent of God. It makes us like the enemy. It gives us a satanic spiritual self-confidence that is not belong to us as human beings. That's why we sin. Out of fear of death, we take this temptation to feel stronger than death. When the fact of the matter is that the only way we can overcome temptation is the way that Jesus Christ overcame the power of death. By accepting the cross, dying and rising from the dead and making it possible for us in our flesh to do the same. And that is the nature of our spiritual life. And these temptations will always be for the same reason, that the life of Jesus Christ can be manifested in our mortal flesh, in my mortal flesh, in your mortal flesh, that we can reveal the reality of Christian life. The death of Christ on the cross made a difference to our humanity, and we can witness to the holiness of God by not falling into these temptations, not of any power or ability of our own, but out of our humility before God, realizing finally what it is to be a human being. This dying, Father Seraphim says, this dying is not a dying that should give us anything but joy to overcome the power of death that assails us from all sides. This is a dying of things that are useless anyway, he says. A dying off of our selfishness, a dying off of our sinfulness, the sinfulness of our passions, the dying off of those things that obscure the light. This light that was the same light that brought the world out of darkness can bring us out of darkness. This is the light of Christ. A Christian should gladly die in this kind of way. Death cannot overcome us. We die in order to love. We die in order to live the life of Christ. When his beatitude, Metropolitan Tikhon, asks, as he does in the title of his recent book, "Of what life do we speak?" He's quoting Father Alexander Schmemann's book, For the Life of the World, a foundational statement of the Orthodox Christian faith. When he asks that question from Father Schmemann's book, "Of what life do we speak?" we have just described the life that we are speaking of. This life in synergy with God. Of what life do we speak? The answer is, the life that is born out of dying to ourselves. Die to yourself and live this eternal life beginning now. According to Father Seraphim, if you are trying to do this, and you are not doing very well, but you acknowledge that doing this is as necessary for a human being as eating and breathing, then you are not far from the kingdom of heaven. If we are trying to do this, trying to live as Christians, confessing our sins, repudiating a solution to this riddle that is a worldly solution where we just get rid of all of the uncertainty and the feeling of queasiness in the presence of uncertainty and challenge in the world, if we give ourselves over to the world and affirm once and for all, I will deal with the world as best I can. I have the powers and the abilities to be successful without God. And we go over to the enemy, and then all of our conflicts inside of us are at rest. The devil has conquered. The alternative is always, whenever we fall, to confess our sins, rise up, and continue to try. And knowing that we need to try, we know that we do not have the power and the strength in ourselves. And that at least is the beginning of humility, because even though we do not have the power in ourselves, the power does exist to resist temptation. Out of the love of God, out of the love of life, eventually out of the love of others, that we don't want to fail out of our selfishness and refuse to die and betray Christ and betray others and find that we are unable to love with a full and true and divine love and find that we are incapable of joy. The fact is that the only way to understand the Christian faith is to do the Christian faith, to live the Christian faith. If we are doing something else, if we are fundamentally committed to living a secular life, and we don't actually believe that life is in Christ, then all of these things will be beyond us. and we will turn aside towards something that is more comforting to our worldly soul. As earthen vessels, we can understand the earthen part, but the divine and eternal part must be done. It is to do, not to understand. And that is why we are here, entering into the divine liturgy, ascending to receive the body and blood of Christ. Because Jesus Christ is the gift of living that eternal life here and now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.